This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we're still listening. For the first time since 2001, the GOP has control of all three branches of government. Kim Alfano, Republican strategist and CEO of Alfano Communications, also a partner in the bipartisan polling firm RABA Research. Kim, where's the party?
I think that you have to look at Donald Trump as being more independent than Republican, because if you listen to what he said on the trail, he talked about big ideas that transform, that transcended both parties. So while we have both, all three arms of government, I think it's going to be dramatically different than just electing a Republican president would normally be with both houses and the Senate.
So you think we still have a kind of divided government right now?
I think we have a transitioning government. I think what Donald Trump represents is the anti-political establishment. He is the sort of slap in the face to the politicians saying you can't be ideological sycophants or not get anything done or spend your days posturing for the media and plotting reelections. I think he's the guy that comes in there and shakes up the Tea Party as much as he shakes up the very liberal left.
So if this is not the week for sycophants, what did you make of Paul Ryan begging for his job yesterday in that smiley news conference that he gave?
Well, Paul Ryan always looks and sounds good, which is good for our party. But I have to say, I think that I didn't take that away from that. I think that he and Mitch McConnell honestly are frustrated with the way things have gone in the past and their inability to even coalesce their own party together to get things done. I think they're both genuinely anxious to pass some laws and to change some things.
But the Freedom Forum has already said, we're talking about leadership in the Congress, which means Ryan's probably going to go or at least have a challenge. It seems to me Ryan yesterday was saying, I got two phone calls from Trump. He wants me to be speaker. I think, you know?
Well, I think he does, honestly. I think that that Donald Trump is not going to let the Tea Party push the Republican Party around. And I think that the challenge to Ryan, where is it going to come from? And I think he is Donald Trump's best bet. I mean, Ryan has been trying for the last, you know, since he's become speaker, to try to put the party back together and to try to make it work together. And I think Donald Trump is a big muscle for that.
I got two words for you, though, Kim. Eric Cantor. The last person who wasn't going to let the Tea Party push him around, boom, he's on CNN occasionally.
Yeah, but dramatically different times, dramatically different person. Eric Cantor was a part of the far right. He was a part of the Tea Party. Paul Ryan comes out of that, but not in the same way. He is not an ideological far right Republican. Paul Ryan is, you know, maybe conservative when it comes to economic issues, but Paul Ryan is much more of a team builder than Eric was. And I work for Eric Cantor. He's a wonderful guy. He's a very nice guy. But that's a dramatically different comparison.
Okay, so three things. Number one, the Supreme Court is going to turn into a Heritage Foundation conservative think tank.
I disagree with that. I think that we will certainly get a couple of conservative justices over the course of the Trump presidency. But I don't think that Donald Trump is the type of president that will look to legislate from the Supreme Court.
Obamacare is gone.
Yes, I think it is, but not until it's replaceable. I think that Trump understands that you can't kick all of the folks that are now entrenched on the rolls off and not have a huge backlash from the very people that put him in office.
In 4 years, there'll be a flat tax.
Sure, I would love that, and I think Donald Trump probably will edge that way. I think there's a lot more that'll get done first.
Kim Alfano is a Republican strategist and a CEO of Alfano Communications and a partner in the bipartisan polling firm of RABA Research. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.